Welcome to the Vibrator Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and in this episode, we're back to the hard enduro, Anthony Soler. Now, the Australian Hard Enduro Championships is starting up just after Easter, which is very exciting. Kosciuszko Killer is back. It's going to be an awesome event, as always. So we thought we'd get back into the hard enduro, guys. We start with Anthony Soler, everyone's favorite precision rider. We kind of chat to him after a VOC round, so the Victorian Off-Road Championship round, which he's doing some cross-training with, which is really cool to see these hard enduro guys go across and actually do really well in the kind of faster stuff, which they're not used to. So it was cool to sit down with him, kind of chat, see how he's been preparing for his year as well, which it's always something interesting as these riders kind of develop their skills or develop a bit of age and how things have changed for him. So thanks, Anthony, for your time. It'd be cool to see you in full flight in a couple of weekends. So until then, ensure you go follow him because he's got a lot of stuff coming up. He has kind of turned to a full-time rider again this year, so make sure you go follow him. Thanks to our supporters, B&B Off-Road, Whole Shot Graphics, On Point Motor and Suspension, and Adventure On Store. And as always, make sure you come and find us at the events. We will be at Kosciuszko Killer. Turtles even coming out of the woodwork to race this, so it's going to be a great weekend. Make sure you come find us. We've got a whole bunch of stuff to give away, and just get after it. Cheers. Welcome to the Dirt Bike Breeder Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and this is season 5 of this crazy podcast that we started so long ago. Myself and Alex are the hosts, and we appreciate your time. And everyone that gets on this podcast, we share stories from desert racing, flat track, hard enduro, regular enduro, all forms of motorcycles. We try and bring everyone together and have a yarn. Really just share the stories, get everyone pumped for a weekend, or recap on what just happened over the weekend. There's so much racing in Australia, and we're very proud to be a part of it and to bring you it. So thank you for tuning in. Like in life, we get a bit excited. The guests get a bit excited. It's a bad language can come out. It's unfortunate. We do apologize if you don't like bad language, but shit happens. Thanks to the amazing support we have from not only you, the fans, but companies here in Australia. We wouldn't be able to make this happen. So thank you. Please remember to share all the episodes that you like, because it doesn't just give us the exposure, but it gives the riders the exposure, and that's what they really need. We need to get the events out there. We need to get the riders out there so we can bring more attention to them and help them grow their career. So once again, welcome to season 5. Hope you enjoy. Strap in. It is going to be an epic year. And get after it. Cheers. Okay. Anthony Soler, it has been a hot minute. What's going on, my friend?
You know, keeping busy, trying to ride as much as I can and trying to train, getting ready for the start of the AX season.
Mate, it's been exciting to see you get back into it, back on the Sherco as well, which is very exciting to see.
Yeah, trying to get all sorted for the start of the season. Been putting in a fair bit of work over this off-season, trying to do a bit of cross-training and trying to mix up what we're doing and trying to ride as much as I can.
Absolutely, and it's paid off because obviously you went and did a Vic Off-Road round, which is it's cool to see you guys kind of dabbling in that.
Yeah, well, we had the spare weekend and I thought, geez, that'll be fun. I've done a season and a half or something back in the day.
Yeah, back when
you were cool. Yeah, a bit of cross training never hurts, as I said. So we thought I'd put some different tyres on and some tubes in and go fast racing.
Stiffen it up a little bit in suspension as well, mate.
No, I didn't. I just took my hard enduro setup because I'm like, I really just want to get used to it, because we do have to go fast at times on our hard enduro setup. So I thought, it's certainly not going to be ideal, but, you know, let's get used to it not being ideal and, try to learn.
Wow, so you kind of took a hard enduro setting to an off-road round. How did that feel?
To be honest, this VORC round was quite technical. I've never ridden a VORC that technical before, and I think a few guys struggled. At the start, you know, before all the ruts and stuff started forming, the hard enduro suspension actually worked quite well because it allowed me to, you know, sort of creep across the off cambers where the boys with the stiffer suspension couldn't get. So it sort of played at my advantage, but yeah, sort of 3 sprints in, track started to get a bit rougher and the ruts started forming and all the braking bumps and stuff started to pop up. And then the hard enduro suspension doesn't work the best.
No, it would start to suffer a little bit. But had you been training much on that enduro style courses in the off season?
Yeah, I've done a fair bit. In hours terms, I couldn't tell you, but we've done, I've done a fair bit in the off season trying to get my pace up, trying to get a bit of speed under my belt, trying to get used to going fast.
Yep. Which is, as you said before, and we've done an episode with you and you've talked about your past racing, but I guess the last few years you've been solely focused on the hard enduro. You're right about the speed, because it's now split over 2 days. You've really got to get into that speed on that day one to kind of set you up for racing itself. How much more emphasis on the cross training have you done compared to just the hard enduro training that you usually do?
We definitely put a lot more emphasis into it, but my main focus is still the hard stuff. I'm trying to pretty much, there's a lot of quick boys that are faster than me in that open stuff on the Saturday. So it's more about salvaging as much points as I can. The aim is still to win, and I know I can win, but, just try to salvage points at this point for the Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, over the years, you've been kind of one of those riders that I love to watch because you're so precise with your hard and technical stuff. And that's kind of why you've been able to excel so far in the hard enduro. Does that mean you're still kind of focusing on those slow hill climbs, those techie kind of off-camber stuff?
Yeah, honestly, I've just been doing like heaps of everything at the moment, just a real broad spectrum, just trying to, diversify a little bit. But yeah, we have been cutting in some pretty gnarly stuff, and what, how many k's is that? I can't remember. It was like 800, it's not even a k, I shouldn't say. We got about an 800 meter loop, and basically it's in a really small area. We just loop up and down that hill, and that sort of, I've got that down to about 9 minutes. So nine minutes to do 800 meters. It's it's pretty tough.
That's it's funny to think, especially because you just did an off road round, which one test could be 13 minutes, and you could be going 14 k's. So to think you're only doing 800 meters in 9 minutes, that must be techie.
We definitely don't do a lot of k's, just a lot of time.
Just a lot of time, a lot of red. Yeah. The bike probably has the same amount of hours as an off road bike does, just in a very small area.
Yeah, when we sell our bikes, we don't go by hours, we go by Ks. It hasn't even been running at this point.
Absolutely. And so when now leading up to this season, and as you said, you had a great tussle with Ruben last year. Unfortunately, Queensland was kind of your undoing because of the heat. That now taken out. Are you looking forward to the season, and have you prepped any differently?
Yeah, I finished the season pretty sad last year, to be honest, and I was sort of questioning whether or not I wanted to do it again. And this year, once the season finished, I sort of put my head back on straight and went, right, nah, this is a go. I remember it being fun now. So
yeah.
This year I pretty much really put my head down, bum up, and basically training, well, just almost 7 days a week, whether it be riding or in the gym, or I'm always doing something at this point. So yeah, we're definitely tipping everything in this season to try to get it done.
Which is, that's exciting. Have you been able to do many man-made style training, not just in the bush?
Nah, I sort of had to make a decision. As much as I love doing this like super enduro man-made sort of stuff, there's only so much you can do and so much you can train for. Mm. Between hard enduro, off-road and super enduro, it's realistically three different setups, three different training regimes. When you're training to do, a minimum 4 hours, it's a very different training style to doing a five-minute race type thing. So I sort of had to pick and choose, and, what I love is hard enduro, so that's what we're pushing toward this year.
Absolutely. I think last year with the super enduro, I guess you got a taste of that intensity, though, of racing. Have you been able to bring that into your riding?
Yeah. I mean, training like the fast stuff, more off-road, doing a little bit of motocross, that sort of thing, that definitely brings intensity. But, yeah, as for man-made obstacles, we haven't been putting too much focus on it. But, they all collectively come under an enduro banner type thing. And as long as you're doing any time on the bike, riding enduro is beneficial to all three. So realistically, even though I'm not training it, it is sort of adding to it.
Oh, absolutely. And so then how did you find the Vic Off-Road round? I mean, as you said, it kind of got a bit techie, but how did you find the format of racing and also bumping shoulders with some of Australia's best enduro riders as well?
I definitely had no business being up the front where I was. it's a fake result because, to be honest, I've never seen a Vic Off-Road that technical before, but I had no plan. You know, I always want to do well, but I had no intention of being on the top spot. So I rocked up. I just thought I'll slide under the radar, and it's purely cross training at this point. And wasn't looking at the results or anything. And one of the boys said, "Oh, you come fifth outright in the first sprint." And I went, "Nah." I said, "What, in expert?" And he goes, "No, outright." I go, "Outright, outright." He goes, "Yeah." I go, "There's no way." I said, "I've got no business doing that." And then I was so panicked because I'm like, "Oh, I shouldn't be here." And I'm standing up the front. And I'm like, I've got no sticker kit or nothing. I've got my letterbox numbers on, and because I don't have a kit for the Vic Off-Roads, and I'm like, "Oh, I definitely shouldn't be here." I'd be jitters for sure.
That's awesome. It's so cool to see that, especially because, as you said before, you know, you may not have any business up there, but you managed to put your bike up in the top 10, if anything, you know, the top 5, and you had some awesome competition at the Vic Off-Roads. What's it like lining up, especially completely out of your depth?
Dangerous. Dangerous. I had to tell myself to calm down because I'm trying to ride a bit out of my wheelhouse. So I was going way faster than I would have liked. but the good news is I've come away from the weekend unscathed. A couple of little bruises, and I had a crash inside my lap of all things, and banged myself up pretty bad. But not that bad. But, you know, I come away, I'm in one piece, so I can't complain. It was good. It was a really good fun. It was a well-run event. Everything ran like clockwork. You know, the weather was good. Everything was good. Unfortunate about the dust, but, you know, that just is what it is at the minute.
No, look, it's kind of like that everywhere. The dust is just so bad. I think it's kind of one of those things that may even follow us to Kosciuszko as well in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'd say so. You know, this track wasn't that far from the Cozzy track, sort of bit out of, sort of toward Myrtleford Way, and it was pretty dusty there. So similar area, hopefully we get a bit of rain and, should be good.
Now, obviously we're talking about Vic Off-Roads and you being out of your depth. I mean, there was amazing riders there like Andy Wilkes, Will Price, Corey Muntz, guys like that. Were you able to pick up riding techniques off them and watching them go? Because, I mean, I guess they wouldn't be the type of riders that you kind of hang out with on the weekend.
Well, I've actually been, me and a few other boys, we've been paying Andy to teach us how to ride fast, and we've done a few three or four coaching days with him now, and he's been really good helping us, and he's got a good way of explaining things that makes sense to us anyway. So, yeah, we picked up a lot of time, and that was definitely a big help. So if anyone needs some off-road coaching, Andy's the man.
He is, and he's on a beta as well, mate.
Yeah, he's on a beta at the moment. He seems to really like it.
So then, talking about bikes, how's the Sherco this year?
The Sherco, we're pretty much the exact same setup from last year. Not much has changed. The bikes changed a little bit from 23 to 24 with a different swing arm, but for the most part, the package is the same. We've done a lot of work with Chad's Off-Road, refining our suspension settings. From what we learnt last year, that I sort of realised that I needed a one setting to do both. It's quite hard to get, and we've got a pretty good compromise at the moment, because what was happening, like last year, we'd do a race on a setting that, you know, I didn't really spend much time on for the Saturday, being a faster race. Being a stiffer setting, and I wasn't used to it, and you know, you're not used to how the bike reacts, and you're not really in tune with it. And then it would throw me out for the Sunday. So now I've got a one setting, and I'm used to it. I know how it reacts, which is why I went to the Vic Off-Road, knowing that the suspension wasn't going to be 100%, but it's just time on that suspension and getting used to the way it feels and reacts. We find to be it's more beneficial knowing what your setup's going to do.
And so you're not thinking about having another set of suspension like some riders do, you know, they swap out the whole thing from the Saturday to the Sunday. That's not your deal?
Yeah, so that's what I did last year, and I prefer it this way.
Yeah, no, that's cool. It's cool that you managed to find a balance too. That's kind of rare for some riders to be able to do that.
Yeah, it took us a long time and a lot of setting changes, and I think we've sort of, Chad's been very patient with us because what goes on in our head doesn't make sense to him at times, but he's been really, really good, and I'm so wrapped that we've got a setting that this, I'm really wrapped that we've got the setting that we've got now, because it's given me a lot of confidence coming into round one.
That's exciting. And then, I mean, outside that, how about nutrition, hydration, anything changed from last year to kind of prep you for this year?
Pretty much revamped my whole diet. So pretty much from when I got back from Africa, I thought, shit, right, I'm pretty heavy at the minute. It's probably the heaviest I've ever been. So it's about 82 kilos, which is not, I wasn't fat, but I was definitely carrying some unnecessary weight.
Yep. Extra traction, mate.
Yeah, so I've cleaned up my whole diet, and I haven't not eaten any junk food, no alcohol, all of the above. And we've dropped pretty much 10 kilo now, so I'm about 72 now. So and feeling fit and healthy. So, coming into round one, I'm trying to give myself every chance at getting it done this year. And I'm not half-assing it again. I'm getting it done because losing sucks.
Losing does suck, man, and it is exciting to see you kind of putting so much energy and effort into it. Because, as I said, you've come to become a full-time racer now and really dedicated your time to it. So is that a scary kind of concept for you?
No, I mean, well, I definitely enjoy it. Like, I've never really enjoyed going to the gym, but, there's a certain way of training that I've been introduced to, and that's really helped me. Because I used to always just go to the gym and just absolutely flog myself. And then, the next time you don't want to go as much because you've flogged yourself a time before and your body remembers that, it doesn't like being there. So it's more of a gradual low impact thing that I'm doing now, and that's definitely paying off. I'm enjoying going to the gym, and it's definitely working for me.
Well, look, man, it's exciting to hear you kind of have that passion back again and see you at a Vic Off-Road. That's exciting. Do you think we'll see you at many more of them?
Yeah, so I want to try to do the whole season. I'm not sure. I thought some of them clashed, but then apparently I got told that, no, the AORCs clashed. But I don't know, because AORCs and VORCs cross, so I'm not across the calendar. When they pop up on the calendar, I'll put my entry in, and if it doesn't clash with anything, then we'll go there and try to race around. And
what about a GNCC? Yeah,
I'd be open to it as long as it doesn't clash. But I think, like, at the moment, it's like the calendar's stacked.
I think
at the moment, like, we've got Easter off. I don't think we've got, like, 4 weekends in a row where we're racing. So
I think it's, the Australian Hard Enduro, then the Vic Hard Enduro, I think it's the weekend after. Was it? No, that's the GC the weekend after.
I think we've got Glenmore. I think Glenmore Pony Express, because that got pushed back due to extreme heat.
Yeah, right.
So I think that lands on the same as the GNCC, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be completely wrong with that. That's pure guess.
Now that's what we're going with. Solar has spoken. It's a crazy calendar. So to see you at a few more events, that's cool. We're going to see you at Fink and Hadar as well, I've heard.
Definitely not. I don't ever see myself doing Fink or Hadar. That's too far out of my wheelhouse, unfortunately.
Mate, you're at off-roads, mate. It's a slippery slope. We'll see you in the desert soon.
Not likely.
Well, look, Solar, it's going to be exciting to see you in a couple of weeks back at Kosciuszko. Hopefully we're going to see some rain. Not really, but it'll be at least it's not going to be a muddy one like it was a couple of years ago.
I'm doing the rain dance, so we should get something.
Yeah, well, look, man, thank you very much for the time. Congratulations on the weekend, buddy, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate your time.